Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and like, here are the people on the panel, so I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Brown. Because, like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you. Because
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, if I've taught myself or learned anything over the years, it should be not to burden the audience with the nonsense that is consuming your time prior to the show beginning. But I slept through that class, so it's Tuesday. Nate's here. I'm Bulldog. Mike is off. And making things even worse is everything. My headphones sound weird. I sound weird. Do I sound okay to everyone?
What?
I sound like normal? I don't know. So Tuesday is reverse AFC power ranking days when we've got like the whole band together or enough of the band together, and we do with Nate in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. Zach Jones is here, and so first things first, I have to keep the sheets. I have to start a new sheet. Mike left me with a full sheet here for all of you watching on the Twitch and the YouTube. So I need to start a new sheet. So I did, and this is the third time I took a run at numbering 16 through 1 on the left side of the page, and I didn't space it well enough. So I've got room at the bottom, and I have to start over again.
Why? You need
cause,
it?
Because.
Okay.
Because.
I'll say this.
Uniformity, symmetry.
Mike's filing system is not the most.
No, I agree.
Okay.
But the sheet, I mean, look at the sheet. That's a grid. And it's all.
But it's his.
I know, but I.
You can't be expected to carbon copy.
Getting the spacing correct is not that hard.
Okay.
But I'm struggling with it.
It's the bare minimum is
so
what you're saying?
So here, look, I did it on the back of this.
Oh, God.
But and there was already one I threw away. And then I started again and did the same thing. So, like, that happened, and then we're about to start, and I'm like, I don't have the Empire Electric read.
So,
I don't have it.
Instead of having the time to get your ducks in a row, you literally spent time writing out numbers, crossing them out, throwing it away, trying it again, crossing it out again. Okay.
Yes. Good. And
good.
I've stressed myself out so much doing that that I've got a sweat going that is probably going to start bleeding through this hoodie I'm wearing.
Okay. Well, it is warm in here.
Like I'm hot as balls right now.
Yeah.
And it's all from running around trying to find. Paper's not easy to find anymore, which maybe is a good thing. But
yeah.
I had an effort to find, you know, blank sheets of paper. But now I'm all mixed up. Like I don't. So what's going to happen here is we're going to do reverse AFC power rankings. Zach found me the read.
Thank God.
I mean, that's the most important thing we got going here. Sure. I don't care if you got pregame interviews, read the sponsor.
That's right.
So we're going to get to reverse AFC power rankings, but I'm going to write them down on this piece of paper here that I'm holding up, and then I'm going to go get another piece of paper and try to do it in
a way that
I can live with leaving behind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a little window into
now, has
my
Mike,
soul.
Has Mike communicated the importance of having the numbers?
No, okay. but I have expressed to him how badly I try to make it look uniform,
okay.
even when he's not here.
Okay,
and I've done, I think, a very credible job of that until today.
Yeah, like, but these, there's no, like, these are just blank computer paper. Like, this isn't,
right.
Like, it would be, like, a composition notebook. Could help a lot of these issues,
sure.
I think.
Well, yeah.
That with the uniformity.
That would eliminate the need for me to be able to effectively space 16 through 1.
You want to talk about uniform, it does it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. That's exactly. Do you know how he handles? I can't even put my glasses on. I'm so hot. Do you know how he uses a spiral notebook? Have you heard about this?
I don't.
This is the most serial killer psycho behavior I've ever heard from a very close friend of mine.
And we're talking about a notebook with a cardboard cover, spiral.
Spiral, okay. And then, right?
Yeah.
He uses, like, you open the notebook, and, like, there's a page facing you.
Yeah.
He'll use that page, then turn the page, not use the back of that page, use the front of the next page. And go through the notebook that way, and then turn around and come back.
No. Yeah, that's...
right? What is that?
That is not...
How does one arrive at that choice?
You would just...
As a sequential method of record keeping.
Logically,
I don't
would
it.
Go front, back,
yeah,
back. Like, because you would not turn it... No one else would know to turn it over...
Precisely.
Yeah, that's...
Now, there is maybe, you know, if you're watching a low-level crime drama, and this was a clue, right? Say someone's diary.
Sure.
You know, you like look at, oh, this doesn't make sense. And then one day, like, the savvy veteran detective would walk in and go,
well, wait.
You know what I noticed? Actually, everyone, this career criminal used the front of every page through the whole notebook
and then
use the backs. That's how you have to read this person's
My question would be,
diary.
Like, there would be, like, you know, orders. There are names of different orders to put things in. There is no classification of that order. Like, you know, like chronological order, numerical order, left to right, right to left.
Front to back.
Front to back. Never front to back, back to front. Yeah,
front to front to front to front to front. 50 times and then back to back to back.
Yeah, that's...
It doesn't make sense. Anyway, so I'm trying to please someone who makes their own rules, but I also, these sheets hang in here.
Makes their own rules.
And I need to, you know, I need them to look right. It's just who I am. Anyway, I think it is time now for reverse AFC power rankings, which is powered by Empire. God, I'm sweating. Powered by Empire Electric. Your residential neighborhood electrician, visit empireelectricians.com. We are very grateful, even though I did not have this in my notes, for their sponsorship, and my humblest of apologies. If I hadn't been sweating
profusely,
scrambling around trying to get the spacing correct on these sheets, I might have remembered it.
In fairness, I feel like we are in a airplane cabin that has been delayed on the tarmac.
Yeah,
with no air moving. Yeah.
Do you think? I mean, it's 2 days before Christmas. Do you think we could open the door?
Yeah, I think so.
And just, like, safely. I'm gonna open the door.
I think it's good. Brayton's out there. He's pretty quiet.
Oh my gosh.
Do you feel a nice?
It's like I just walked outside.
Is it nice?
It's okay. Already. Oh, I feel so much better.
Wow,
already.
you are.
I am working
legitimately.
Yes, I am soaking wet.
Sweat.
I am just. I don't know.
Like when you use the term sweating balls.
Yeah.
You know. I have a picture, and you didn't look that way until you just moved.
I don't want to. I did.
Wow.
I'm not the one to overstate something like that.
You should. There's a term, go touch grass. I think maybe you should go outside and go. There's some grass out there. Maybe touch some grass.
Nobody out there swear. You hear me? I will pull this thing over.
This is a really solid start to the day. We're thriving.
All right, 16. Reverse safety power rankings.
16.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned in for...
It's the Raiders.
It's the Raiders.
Raiders.
It's the Raiders.
Just write those guys down.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. What is good there? The stadium.
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah.
The owner's haircut.
You really gotta question an individual that's been going that long
to the
with
same
the
barber.
Resources
yeah.
that you would expect. An owner of an NFL team to have.
Just like sitting down and
choosing
into the chair. Usual. Give me the usual.
Yeah, it's a bad cut. It's a bit at this point.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. Said the guy that's got like flop sweat dripping off him
flop
on YouTube
sweat.
Right now. Okay, so 16 Vegas.
New York Jets.
15. Wow, just right there with the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because and I'm going to take advantage of you being here,
Brady Cook.
Because Brady Cook, sure. All year we've been doing this, and Tennessee is in this region here, right? And I'm like, am I the only one seeing people talking up the good throws he makes and how terrible the supporting cast is? Like, is anyone else? And usually it's crickets. And at this point, it might just be. A bit, or I'm just following people no one else follows who love Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans. I think he still might be pretty good. I'm not done with him at all. They're a mess organizationally, but I kind of like him. That said, I don't know. Do they go here or is Cleveland next? What do you want to do with 14?
I think Tennessee.
I want to go Tennessee too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got nothing except a quarterback that can make some. I know like the football guys really like Cam Ward. They could take him or leave it. I don't. Joe DiBiase, we had this conversation over the week last weekend. He likes Cam Ward. I think there have been better moments for Shadur, to be honest. But yeah.
Well, it's nice to know that I've got company in the building.
Yes.
In this Cam Ward hive. I didn't think anyone in Western New York had any respect for it.
Sneaky Joe.
All right. I gotta get with
you
Sneaky
Joe.
I gotta get with Sneaky Joe. Okay. 13.
It's the Browns.
Right?
It's the Browns.
Yeah.
It's the Browns. Wait. What about the Dolphins? The Browns have Myles Garrett.
And a good defense, like.
And, not for nothing, they do have Deshaun Watson, so.
I'm running Cleveland down here.
Okay.
Too late.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, God forbid you cross something out again.
Oh, I'm going to do this all over again.
Oh, okay. Oh,
during
good.
The next break, and I'll get all sweaty again,
good.
Even if I cool down. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great afternoon. We've got, I should have texted you because I know this is going to really impact your planning. Sal and Ross flip-flop. So Sal is going to be with us at 4. The Bills' schedule is kind of all over the place. And as it turned out, Sal wasn't available at 5, and Ross wanted to move to 5 today. So we've got Sal coming up at 4, Ross at 5. Sabres pregame with Paul. He's in Ottawa. We're going to hear from Jarmo Kekäläinen and Lindy Ruff during pregame. Who's 12? Miami?
Miami.
Something else that stands out to me looking at these sheets is, Zach, I don't want to take credit for misremembering anything,
mm-hmm.
but summer into the fall, wasn't I always balking at how early Jacksonville was getting mentioned? I like Liam Cohen.
Yes.
I think it's going to be good, right? And I'm not bringing them up because they're 11th, because they're nowhere near 11th.
Right.
They're closer to one for me now than they are 11th.
Would agree.
At this point, they are constantly in this thing in
double like digits,
10, 11, 12 in that range.
I mean, we're talking to Ross today. We know it is the teal uniforms.
Right.
You can't get past that.
Even last week, right? Mm-hmm. Even last week. Oh, no, they were 5 last week. I'm looking at the time before we did it, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, they were 10th.
Yeah. I mean, they beat Kansas City, and I remember that week we're all like, I mean, no.
No.
Like, good job.
Yeah, right. Like, like kind of like a congratulations, buddy, you know?
Yeah. Which I think a lot of Chiefs fans felt better about their team's performance in a loss. So we're like, they're back. And then they weren't.
Yeah, no, they weren't. No, it turned out.
Turned out.
Okay, so Miami's 12, 11.
Cincinnati.
What would be our other option here other than Cincinnati?
Pittsburgh.
Well, I would put Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah.
I think we go Baltimore. Because Cincinnati, well, they also lost to Baltimore. They got they took turns walloping each other.
You said Cincinnati?
Yes.
I'm going to ride with Zach.
All right,
sorry.
Ride.
Do you see the billboard? There's a billboard. Whatever. We've had billboards. Ownership, hire a real GM, fire Zach, fire the director of player personnel, protect Burrow at all costs, basically is the sentiment there. They've got sad Joe Burrow on their hands. Like, he's digging out of it now.
He is depressed Joe,
He is digging out of it now, but I think that really bears watching. That is a franchise that, to me, is almost always going to fall short of going as far as almost every other NFL team will financially. Whether that is they paid T. Higgins, they paid Chase, they paid Burrow. They continued to have a season-long fight with their best defensive player, which is still confounding in a year where they were dearly trying to make the playoffs. But whether it be scouting or facilities or whatever, they are going to stop short.
Yes.
And I think this could just be the first year of like a bad run for them, I think.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going Cincinnati here at 11. 10
maybe it's Baltimore. They need to be in the double digits.
Yep.
I want to trash Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh really is just the team that sets their own ceiling and it's playoffs, but it's low. Baltimore, though, I get frustrated. Like, every year this day upsets me because Baltimore will always wind up having a ton of Pro Bowlers, no matter what their record is. Like, Zay Flowers has more fumbles than touchdowns, but you bet your bottom he's a Pro Bowler.
Patrick
no doubt.
Ricard
Patrick
plays, Ricard nine, plays games.
Nine games Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. But, like, the Ravens, like, we talk about it with the Bills. Like, you got to do something. Baltimore. You've arguably had more talent. You've been the one seed twice.
We gotta throw out the Pro Bowl.
Come on.
By the way, we can just throw out the Pro Bowl, I think.
It's completely useless. I have.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I never
so
watched
I
the
don't
Pro
even want to get
but, but guys get paid based on them making it. And I
know,
think that's
I know.
That's crazy.
But I feel like if I'm not gonna invest in arguing about the college football playoff, I cannot, with a clear conscience, invest in arguing about who should be in the Pro Bowl. When the fans have a say, it's a part of the process. I saw fan balloting, and Bears guys were leading every category.
Sure.
It's just like,
what are we doing here?
Who's the most organized, team fan base? Like, that's I don't know. I don't have time for it. I just don't care. I do feel bad. I like when guys that we care about and root for make it, and they get financially rewarded for that. Good, but beyond that, I mean, I just can't even.
Okay,
so
he won't.
I refuse.
And good for you.
There's too much other good stuff. Listen, I got here today and watched a line brawl between the Red Wings and the Sabres from 1987. Featured Kevin McGuire ragdolling Steve Yzerman. I have too many good things in my brain right now to worry about the Pro Bowl.
I didn't even sit down, and you just were like, yo, I found this video from 1986.
That's what probably got me sweaty in the first place.
And honestly,
probably got the juices flowing.
Yeah, it really did.
Bob Probert punches the goalie mask right off of Tom Barrasso's face in this video. Like, he punches him and the mask goes flying. I don't care if you got a mask out. I'm punching you in your stupid face.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Where are we? 9?
Yeah.
Yep. Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
I said all about that with Pittsburgh, but I think Kansas City might be a really bad roster.
Yeah, it's definitely Kansas City. I agree.
I like the look of this. 10-9 in the reverse AFC power rankings, sponsored by Empire Electric, Baltimore, Kansas City.
Mm.
Pretty tasty.
Yes, indeed.
Not eliminated yet.
No.
Baltimore. Kansas City is, of course. All right, 8.
Pittsburgh. Right?
What about Indianapolis?
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned Indianapolis
Indy.
Yet.
Yeah. Although... I mean,
I'm not.
I genuinely had a good time watching Phillip Rivers last night.
I did too.
Basically calling, and like, it was oddly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Quiet in the building, and you could just hear him calling plays at the line of scrimmage. And I was just thinking to myself, imagine Anthony Richardson in this game instead and how much less fun I would be having. Like, their number 5 overall pick from 2 years ago probably isn't audibling at the line of scrimmage. So, like, no, this is awesome.
He might know the name of the center.
This is literally like watching a gym teacher.
Wasn't a part of this, like, Rivers referring to the center as 63?
Yes.
Because the starting center got hurt early in the game, so he's like, hey, 63!
Yes. It's incredible. And the way that he looked in pads is exactly how I would look.
Were they in white last week in Seattle?
Yes. You didn't get the same effect.
No, the color that really, it's like black makes you look.
It brought out the curves.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And watching him roll out to his left. I brought up Picasso yesterday. I'll do it twice in 2 days.
That's right. You did.
I did.
Starry Night. Is that
it's Starry Night
going on there?
With driveway talk, sidewalk chalk.
Right. Yeah. No, that was really good.
Yeah.
I remember give that air.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
I thought 10 people texted me about it. I thought it was like its own kind of work of art.
10 people texted me like, you had that. Like, you were, I was like, no, it wasn't in the chamber. It just came to me.
See, I was going to ask you, but I forgot. You didn't have that written on a little index card?
No, like, drop this note today.
Right. Yeah. 7, it has to be Pittsburgh.
Yes.
They beat the Browns, it's over, right?
It is.
Right, okay. 6.
Chargers.
Houston.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Nate. Sorry, Zach.
Okay. If their offense was better, it wouldn't be them.
That's right.
But their offense stinks.
Right. I think I've said it quite a few times already. Like I know they're like maybe they were the first boogeyman of the year.
Yes.
Once we got past Kansas City, Baltimore, like once it became real that Kansas City, Baltimore might not be in our hair, it's like okay, well just don't make me do that again.
Yeah.
Because I just watched that and that was not comfortable watching that. But I just feel like that it went as badly as it could have gone for the Bills. And they still were that close to pulling that game out. So I'm not that scared.
Agreed.
I know I will feel differently if they are meeting, especially in Houston.
Yep.
But I don't have to worry about that as long as they keep them behind me.
Would agree.
But yeah. You know, they could still catch Jacksonville, I suppose, right? That's still possible?
I think so. I believe so.
Yeah, they're only a game back.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so Houston 6-5. Okay.
Chargers.
I'll go with Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah.
4.
New England.
I agree.
They have not looked good post-bye.
They have not looked good post-bye. And
bad second half against the Bills. And then if Derrick Henry probably plays any of the final 12 minutes and 50 seconds, they probably don't win that game.
All right. It is written. You are 2, and
And we are at 3 now?
We are at 3.
Denver.
We've got Denver.
I like Denver here.
Buffalo and Jacksonville left.
I like Denver here.
Denver. Their defense is a little injured, but
yes.
They still just...
They remind me of their defense last year,
yeah,
which was they
yeah.
were great throughout the year. December came, cracks in the foundation showed, and then they put up a stinker against the Bills in the wild card round. I don't think they're going to finish the season as the one seed. I think it'll be someone else. And then that's where I say for number 2, it's the Bills.
Same.
Yeah. And I think Jacksonville's number 1. I think I have a fear bunker for Jacksonville.
That is it is going to be written. That is the outcome. Jacksonville on top. I don't know. I don't have access to all the sheets.
That's
but
definitely first time
that
ever.
That can't have happened ever
yeah.
before.
No way.
Right.
They made an AFC championship with Blake Bortles. No shot they were first at any
See,
point.
Ever. Look, I'm just going to show everybody one more time on the YouTube
it is,
and the
It
Twitch.
Is lovely written.
I know, but it's nice. Like, I just...
It's the bottom that
yeah,
really is
I
getting
I just jammed
you.
It together and I... 3 times.
Yeah. I would be willing to bet you've got 2 more in you.
Each time I'm like, well, as long as I get to like 9 in the middle of the page, I'm all set. And I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well,
I have spacing issues.
You also have other skills.
I have bookkeeping issues. I do.
You can't be good at everything, Bulldog.
I'm compassionate.
Right. Tall.
Sweaty.
Well,
that's not a,
those typically that's not go a hand skill. In hand. I don't know why, skill. But they typically go hand
anyway,
in hand.
Anyway, you've been listening to Reverse AFC Power Rankings here on WGR, which are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Yeah, the name of the company is in the web handle. Bulldog, idiot. All right, where'd we go wrong? 803-0550. We will be talking about the AFC. Go figure. That's why we're talking about Reverse AFC Power Rankings. The Bills did clinch a playoff spot with Indianapolis's loss last night to San Francisco. So you've got that. How hard do you want to go for the 5? Or the 1, or the 2, or whatever. We got all that to talk about. I mentioned the guests. We've got Sal at 4, our buddy Ross Tucker at 5, Paul Hamilton with Sabres pregame from Ottawa at 6. He's Nate Geary, and from Mike Shope, I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more.
With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.